This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Wait a minute. Yes. Not possible for me to like you any more than I already did. And then all of a sudden I find out that you are a Violent Femmes fan, Mego.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was my request. Oh,
wow. And I like the fact that you didn't just go with Blister in the Sun, although it is a great song.
It is a great one, but great catalog by them.
Obviously, you're here to talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday.
I thought we were here to talk White Lotus.
we can talk White Lotus, but we also, there's a familial connection with Steph Diggs. Is that correct?
Yeah, my little brother was his high school teammate on the football team at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Olney, Maryland.
Wow.
So they played together.
Good stories there?
Stories I don't think I could share.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. They still boys to this day?
I mean, not really. He's in the NFL and my brother works in LA and contractor stuff. So
probably not. Friends in high school.
I don't know. I got a text during the break, which is this. Curtis brought it up earlier this morning. This attitude by some Patriots fans where they're unhappy that the team went out and spent some money. I could read the text verbatim. Pats fans getting excited about a 32-year-old head case with a bad wheel is laughable.
What?
God.
Okay, here's my feeling on this. I understand trepidation around a 31-year-old returning from an ACL injury that happened in week 8 last season. That's totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, I still am a little concerned about that, but guess what? The Patriots have a lot more knowledge than the rest of us about his medicals, and they had him in here last week, so you have to assume that that's the bulk of what it was. The character concern stuff, to me, I don't think you're in a place to be picky about your locker room. I really don't. When it comes to elite talent and one of two premium positions that you were lacking on offense to support your quarterback going into his sophomore season, like you can't be so picky.
Does this make you feel better? Because I heard you on with Fitzy the last week, and you were saying that you were worried about how much is on Drake May's plate when he's the face of the team. He's the most important player. He's your best player. Does this take some of that off of it now?
I think so. I think just giving him a target, assuming again that Steph is going to be in there in October and that it's not going to be something where you sign him to a 3-year deal and you're waiting for him to come back sometime around November. Mm-hmm. I think that it lends a lot of support to him. And I don't know. I mean, people get worked up when they see $69 million. It's all about the guaranteed money. Yeah. And I think the guaranteed money is more reasonable.
Right. And everybody wanted Cooper Kupp, correct?
I wanted Cooper Kupp, too, but you wouldn't trade for him.
My point, I
wanted anybody.
No,
Robert Kraft has been probably rightly so called cheap,
right.
and I wanted them to sign somebody, and they did.
How the Red Sox ended up with Ralphie, if you remember.
I guess the only reason I'm saying that, my point is, Cooper Kupp, older receiver, had an ACL injury. So, that's the nature of the beast nowadays. Like, guys tear their ACLs all the time, come back, and they're fine. So, Kendrick Bourne did it, and, you know, he looks like he's been fine. And I understand what you're saying. There's a little hesitation there, but he's the best player in the room right now.
Yeah, to me, that's the hesitation, not the character concerns.
Yeah,
I also think there's an aspect of this where if you talk to people and listen to people from Houston versus Minnesota, if you talk to people who knew any of us when we were 24 versus when we're 30, you're probably going to be a little bit of a different person at work, right?
No,
I do think some of this is people leaning into narratives from a long time ago
because they just want to complain.
If he's healthy, the wide receiver room got better. So
that's
happy about that. Speaking of injuries, maybe dodged a bullet on Jason Tatum?
Seems that way.
Okay.
Seems that way. And I think that, like, I heard you guys talking yesterday about how much do you play the Jays for the rest of the season. It's a struggle every year when you are looking at a potential championship like this core has for the last several years at this point. The balance between, are you getting your starters together? Are you getting guys who a lineup that really hasn't seen a ton of time together compared to the previous year and getting their rhythm and their conditioning and timing and everything versus the risk of what you saw maybe happen? But the thing with that really bothered me is Tatum called out that exact kind of foul in November. Like, he called out that foul. He said, like, that somebody was recklessly closing out on him. It was Giannis at that time. Yeah. And it was a no call then. And this is something that the league tried to deal with in 2017, 2018 with the Zaza rule, as they call it, that you can't get in the landing area. And it's still an ongoing issue.
It's got to be hard, though, as a defender. You're trying your best to close out. I mean, because it obviously, like you said, it's the Kawhi Leonard thing that happened with him. And it's got to be, so you have to work on really close. I don't think it was intentional by Zabonis, but it's just a very difficult thing to do as a defender. Close out, still try to contest the shot, and still try to get out of the way and not be in his landing space, especially when guys are kicking their legs out and everything.
But Tatum doesn't do that.
No, Tatum don't do that.
You know, like, I understand the other side of that was James Harden, and he'd do the leg kick and then get the call, and so then they had to put in another rule, which is, like, very NBA. But I do think that there is a level of this that comes back to the officiating, and there's this kind of tension between guys in the league and officials, not just in games, but the idea of how are these officials being held accountable? And Adam Silver, the commissioner, has said they are absolutely being held accountable. They're graded on every call. But it's kind of a mystery what that means. And for ankle sprains are the number one injury that NBA players face. And that is a very easy preventable way. If you start saying we are going to be so harsh on these closeout calls, and we're going to be harsh on officials when they don't call them because we know they lead to the number one injury for players, then coaches, players, like, they're going to respond to that. They're going to be more careful.
So what, just an immediate flagrant one every time that
well, it should be.
Right.
It is
so
by
that
definition.
Happens, players will just be more cautious about
and
making sure that doesn't happen.
It was a different officiating crew in the Sacramento game versus the Bucks game back in November that Tatum basically called out. But then you also have players who are tiptoeing around what they're saying in press conferences because they don't want to get fined for calling out the officials.
Right. Do you care about seeding where this team ends up heading into the playoffs in that first round?
Not really, because I think that it's just what it's been. Like, I think that they've kind of accepted the number two seed, even with Cleveland sliding, that's a comfortable enough place for them to determine most of their destiny.
And remind me, because it's complicated and changes all. It's they would play the seven seed, which is a play-in.
Yeah.
Would be a play-in winner, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I feel like if they're on, it doesn't matter who they are.
And then I think it's really when you start to look at, teams that potentially could give Cleveland problems, or I don't think there's a team that could give you a problem, but if there is, then you factor as sometimes is it better to be the two seed based on, you know, where does Milwaukee land? But now with this Dame Lillard injury, who the hell knows with them? I just think that it's going to be you versus Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals because I don't see anybody else coming out of the East.
I don't either. Like, I think it could get interesting if you see the Cavs. I think that's a fun matchup, and it would go six or seven games potentially. But I think the big bad threats are out West.
Mago, do you think the big 30-year high ratings for the NCAA has anything to do with people liking that style of basketball more than the threes in the NBA?
I don't know. I was pretty surprised to see those ratings. I don't know how you guys felt.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it just has more to do with gambling. Like, that's kind of where my head goes. If that's I know that sounds terrible.
You realize
terrible.
People have been gambling on March Madness for 100 years.
But it's easier now.
Yeah.
But for 30 years, I mean, they've been gambling on... I mean, for me, if it was like a slight uptick, then you would understand it. But maybe it's just how I feel, so maybe I'm projecting it onto something to have more meaning. But I just think that the way that the game is played, it's more attractive than the NBA has been. And maybe that's why.
Sorry, Courtney, just really quick. I also think people have been making that particular argument of NCAA versus NBA for like 20 years. So yeah. I don't think that it's necessarily something new. I know the NBA has gone in a much more dramatic direction of the 3-point shooting, but I have always heard people say, like my dad is always like, I just prefer the college game. It's a real team effort. Right. And everyone, I'm like,
Dad.
Well,
he used to be able to say, you know, just a bunch of young guys and they're not getting paid. And they play defense, but now you can't say that because they're all getting paid.
Right. That's what I was just going to bring up. The fact that I saw people on Twitch, I'm done watching billionaire crybabies, you know, on the NBA court.
Yeah. I love billionaire crybaby. Yeah.
Your dad loves
very entertaining. That's why we watch White Lotus.
Your dad loves 70-73 wins games.
Exactly.
But in all sincerity, outside of Cooper Flagg, how many people could you name that have been playing in the tournament?
I mean,
we're told that everything's star driven.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't.
Who's the star?
I think it's the colleges, really. In college,
it's the college
basketball. A lot of the time, it's the name on the jersey. I get the Cooper Flagg one, but
those names have remained the same.
One texter had mentioned that there's a plethora of SEC teams. Is that a reason? Because they have so many eyes, like for college football, that some of those people are now coming over to basketball?
Maybe.
Yeah, I would say that the Big East being out of it and the biggest population base in the country not having any teams would be a bigger factor against it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe the SEC is kind of like in basketball, the new Big East, you know, it's kind of, you start to see all which when I was in college and I was in the SEC, it wasn't really known as a basketball conference. And so now Shine brought it up the other day. You're starting to see a lot of SEC basketball teams performing well.
Maybe it's all because of the McNeese manager, Curtis.
That's
I read online he's making $300 million a week.
Oh, really?
Or a king.
He's well into six figures. 12 NIL deals.
He's like the new Hawk Tua.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Amir Khan.
Yeah. You better hold on to it because just like Hawk Tua, that 15 minutes goes quick.
Don't create
a
coin.
You guys.
All right. I got to get to your thoughts on White Lotus because you have been obsessed with it.
It's so disturbing.
It is.
But it's so entertaining.
I know. All right. So minus that incident that occurred during the threesome, have you figured out who you think is going to be the shooter?
I think it's the Russian friends. Of Valentin.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think that they executed the robbery, and I think that something happens between them and Guy Talk. I actually don't think it's really any of the guests are involved in it.
Yeah.
I think it's the staff.
That'd be such a letdown. I really, because there's been some conspiracies about the fact that the brother, when his name pops up, the younger brother, Lachlan...
I love the names. Lachlan and Saxon.
When his name is brought up during the opening credits, it's the dead body floating. So a lot of people think he may have died. And if he died, it's from the poisonous fruit that they brought up at the beginning. Why bring that up if that's not going to come into play?
Because it's a red herring.
But well, in a protein shake.
Well, that's what people say is because they've spent way too much time on the protein. The blender.
Yeah. So just another death in addition, because there is some kind of gun violence.
Yes, the gun violence, I believe, is Patrick Schwarzenegger. I've been on that since the beginning.
Too.
Yeah.
Because he's been embarrassed by what occurred in bed.
Yeah. And those two girls know.
Right. They do know. Yeah, they do.
They know more than
him.
Them
and for the rest
yes.
of us.
Yes. He blacked out.
Do you believe?
I don't think he blacked out.
Do you believe that Lachlan did black out or no?
No,
the younger one?
The younger
out.
One. Yeah.
Blacked
no.
out. He was enjoying it.
No, but the younger one, I don't think, remembers the
until,
fact that he was hooking up
until
with the brother.
Until he was at the monastery and he was meditating, and then he was like, oh, no, because it came rushing back to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't totally like, oh, no. He was a little, he wasn't like, oh, no.
Well, he was checking out his brother's bum in another episode.
Yeah, he was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Lachlan, no.
Yeah.
That right. whole family.
Weird show, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a good season.
And they're providing a lot of memes. Do you think they're leaning too heavily? Like, do you think TV in general is leaning too heavily into creating memes? Because I thought they knew what they were doing when they have the guy in the Duke shirt putting a gun up to his head
yeah.
and they're putting that still frame out there
everywhere.
In March Madness.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know
what
you're
doing. Let me tell you something. Wiggy loves a good meme.
Oh, yeah.
He always has multiple memes at the ready.
Love the good memes.
When in a group text.
Love a good meme.
You love it.
Are you anti-meme?
No.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
He's more of a gift guy.
It's kind
of
like
he loves a gift.
He loves
I love a good gift.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like you
and
know
the speed with which he has them is shocking.
He has
I
a
have
gift.
A folder on my phone. Wow,
he has a gift for any topic
because it's more entertaining than just saying something.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is.
It enhances the conversation.
Oh, it's so good.
It was entertaining a decade or so ago.
No. The gifts are big, man.
I feel like the gifts time has passed.
No, I don't know where you.
It might just be me.
I mean,
not a big emoji guy either.
One last thing: the three adult women, the friends.
Yeah,
that is some of the most on point stuff.
Yeah.
As somebody who played on a women's team in college,
the political conversation was exactly how women are dealing with each other right now.
Yes. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. That was great. Michelle Monaghan is
so
such
good.
A treat.
Unbelievable bod, too.
I know.
Yeah,
oh
her
God.
Abs.
All right, Megan.
Pilates, man.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you again next week. All right.
On We're almost to playoffs.
We are almost there. We are almost there. Put everybody in bubble wrap, and then let's get to the playoffs. All right. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Patriots have their receiver. They signed Stephon Diggs to a 3-year, $69 million deal with $26 million of that guaranteed. Elsewhere in the league, Russell Wilson is heading to the Giants on a 1-year deal worth up to $21 million. So the Giants have Russ and Jameis Winston. The Red Sox sweep in Mexico, winning their second game 12-8. Happy opening day eve. The Sox now in Texas to take on the Rangers tomorrow at 4:05. And the Celtics in Arizona to take on the...
That was...
Oh, we dumped that.
Yeah. Why? That word's not...
I
Why
said,
would you dump I... that?
Because it's not an okay word to
he
say,
didn't
Greg.
He say the word.
I didn't
he
say
stopped,
it. I stopped
himself.
Nah. And it was not on purpose.
That was I know it wasn't on purpose.
He almost said another word instead of picks.
Yes.
And you dumped out of it.
Yes. It sounded to me like he said it, Greg. I would rather err on the side of caution than get
no fun.
Thing.
Name somebody.
Yep, I'm the wet blanket. I apologize.
Name somebody successful who erred on the side of caution. I'll wait.
So on that topic, I am throwing caution to the wind.
Uh-huh.
Properly enunciating here. The Red Sox will be in the World Series.
Wow.
Mm.
They will lose to the Dodgers in 4 games because
should bet
pick,
on that.
I mean.
Did he dump again?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh,
Greg, you can't
God.
Say that
you
word.
You are destroying this radio show.
Nope. Luckily, you can still hear that on Twitch. You want to hear the unedited version?
Well, what happens if you stab
Brought
your finger?
Springer's Jewelry.
Right.
What happens
right.
if you stab your
if
finger?
You prick,
can you save
if
it?
You prick your finger. Right. Yes, you can talk about that on the radio.
Right.
You can't talk about it, though. Are you? Are
don't you dare.
Are you ramped up?
I don't know. My button isn't lighting up. Please don't.
Okay.
Thank the Bruins you. Taking the ice at the same time as the Celtics. They're in Anaheim to take on the Ducks at 10 p.m. tonight. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
Okay. Curtis has... Did Curtis give the weather yet?
Not yet.
Okay, Curtis, the weather?
I did. It was dumped. I'm sorry. I get so excited talking baseball. I lose all control. 42 degrees right now in Boston. Cloudy skies. Afternoon high of 48.
Okay. All right.
All right. Oh my God. All right. I get it.
Okay. Yeah, we need to hit a commercial break, please. I'm sweating.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boston Red Sox open the season tomorrow at 4:05 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, not only tomorrow but all season long and on the Odyssey app. And doing the game, our broadcast, Will Middlebrooks, who will join us tomorrow morning on this show at 8:20. And then we'll talk to Sam Kennedy during the first front office report of this season tomorrow at 9. Curtis, what did you want to pick? Over, under, or?
Whatever. I just want to also say thank you to Shine for finally playing my song in honor of the Patriots draft pick at number 4, the Carter, a great banger of a song.
All right. Well, cash money records.
Jam out to that at the Plex at BC where I attended college. I would say, yeah, over, under, and where they're going to make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, division, how far they get. So you could say they missed the playoffs. You could say World Series. You could say whatever.
What's the over, under, Sean?
I will double check that for you. I believe last time I checked it was like 81.5, but I will double check.
That's the bet.
I'm sorry, not 81.5.
No, 91.
91.5.
91.
Jeez, dump that.
Wow, I was going to say, oof.
My fault.
Jump all over the 81.
I think they win the division.
Okay.
I think you can count on this team. I mean, unless obviously the injury, some sort of serious injury situation with your ace, or I expect an injury, unfortunately, when it comes to Trevor Story, but that's okay because you got a couple of the big three. You got Marcelo Meyer at the ready. What?
86.5 is the number.
Oh, jump all over that.
And I found this out today. Giolito went to business school.
All
so,
right.
Could really help the rotation.
All right, Lucas.
That's a bit of a, I don't like to bring it up, but that's a bit of a Hillman jinx. I think, is he starting things off in Worcester, or that is a bit.
Yeah,
Hammy's still an issue.
Little bit of a show jinx on Lucas Giolito.
I think they make the playoffs.
And maybe on Liam, because Aroldis Chapman is going to be your closer. And
yeah.
Our guy Liam Hendricks, unfortunately, will not be. So.
And if Trevor Story plays a whole year, then we can get rid of the jinx entirely.
Right.
Because that guy is a walking injury.
Bregman's the only one who looks good so far.
You know? What do you mean?
Well, with not being part of the Hillman jinx.
Oh,
but you weren't there.
I wasn't there for that.
Forgot about that.
Cora and Bregman are in the clear.
Yeah.
Alex Cora on this radio station today at 2:30 in the afternoon. So you can listen to Alex Cora as he gets ready to open the season up tomorrow. And Shime, let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Greg, since Wiggy backed down from my title fight suggestion, why don't you do it with Jackson? Jackson knows a lot about rock music, so you could do it against him. If he doesn't want to because he doesn't want to, you know, upset the boss, why don't you do it then with Ken Laird?
I feel like that may have been Jackson leaving that message to get himself into another on-air bit. I could do it with Ken. I mean,
well, do you want people to listen, Ken?
Greg's working on some Jackson bits that are pretty good.
Right. Oh,
wow.
We need a name for that because nobody can know about
it. It's undercover.
We could call it the Patriot Project.
Okay.
Because of the day in which it would occur.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea.
Do you like that?
A-plus idea.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
It's a great one. If
A-plus.
If it can be pulled off.
Can I?
It's a great one.
I had a Jackson idea as I was falling asleep last night.
Yeah.
We've had a million game shows, right? But we've never had one where you can challenge the host about their questioning.
Mm.
I feel like Jackson has stumbled upon something where, like, each side has a challenge flag where the person that hosts it could be a part of it because half the questions are either improper or have the wrong answer.
Okay.
Gee golly gee, $69 million for 3 years for Steph Diggs? What the heck?
Now, it's really $26 million over 2 years, so let's get the number right.
Yeah, because why do you say that?
Because the guaranteed money, that's all.
It's only 2 years guaranteed?
Well, no, the guaranteed money.
You think he's only going to be around for 2 years?
Yeah, I think the guaranteed money is $26 million. So I think what they did is they said, they're not giving you $26 million for 1 year. So they probably said, all right, here's what we'll do. We'll do a 3 year deal. We'll give you $26 million in guarantee, which is about $13 million per year. And our expectations are, hey, we'll get something out of you the first year, but really the second year is where we expect big things. And if he does well the second year, then who knows? Maybe he gets that third year. But if he doesn't, then it's really a 2 year, $26 million deal that the Patriots had to cough up.
So less than you would have had to pay for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, what was Cooper Kupp's guarantee?
Did he end up at 50?
Might have been fully guaranteed. I think it was 3 for 45 fully guaranteed, but yeah. I'll double check.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about it a lot earlier, but I don't know that you can expect he's ready week one.
No. Week six, maybe?
You think it's that long?
Well, what do you think it is, week three? I guess it depends on where, because if it's week eight, all right, do they have enough to hold them down till he gets back? Like, where are they come week eight? I think defensively they'll be better, but if they're going into the season offensively with the wide receiver group and the running back group and the tight end group that they have, well, then you better hope Drake May takes that next step. And where he's smart with the ball, he doesn't create turnovers, because now you'd be more about your defense is going to have to win you a couple games.
Gentlemen and the Queen, I'd like to say happy anniversary. It has been 1 year since I've been listening to this show. I found you on the Odyssey app. I was listening to the other station, and I got tired of it, so I came over here. And then I found out you were on YouTube, so I listened to you over there. You make my trip from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to Richmond, Virginia every day. Through the Beltway, through D.C., through the traffic, much better. I love listening to the show. Keep up the laughs. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Good day.
Oh, happy 1 year anniversary.
Oh.
That's really nice.
Music to our ears.
Right. Yeah.
Well, don't listen to music.
We just want to make them giggle.
Yes.
On your ride.
What a nice man.
That is very nice.
That is a commute from Harrisburg to D.C.? Wow.
I think he said he goes to Richmond.
Virginia.
Oh, to Richmond.
Yeah.
That's even further. My bad.
Yeah.
Whoo.
Yeah.
Over there by, I have relatives in Mechanicsville.
What's that like?
I've discussed that on the show before.
He does that every day. What's that like, 4 hours?
Yeah, but you got the window open. The weather's always good. I mean, there's really rarely any snow. I mean, it's probably nice. But a little solitude in the car by himself listening to the show.
Well, if you're going through the Beltway and through D.C., I guess what? There's a lot of traffic, so that's not...
We're basically his co-commuters.
Right.
There
we're there
good
with him.
Him.
We are the passengers.
All right.
On his commute every day. So thank you to those
it's
who
an
have
honor.
Made, thank you to anybody who's made the switch over to this radio show. Yeah. Thank you.
Can we please retire the word endeavoring or endeavoring to do this or I endeavor to do that? Can we retire it like we did French kiss? Mwah. I mean, chef's kiss. Mwah. Chef's kiss, not French kiss.
Okay.
Who said endeavoring? I don't know that I said it.
I don't think I've ever said that word.
I will try to.
Endeavoring?
I could try to get rid of that, certainly.
I think we could cross Courtney and Wiggy off the list.
Chef's kiss. Yeah, I don't even know what endeavoring means.
Hey, Hillman. So Wiggy's having a colonoscopy today, and you asked, why aren't you in the bathroom? That answer's simple. That's because the diarrhea generally comes out of his mouth.
Gotcha.
Well,
that
just
one.
Hey, like both ends, it's coming out clear.
Clear.
But you drank the special shake thing.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, I drank that last night. That thing is. Ugh,
I know.
That sucks, well, and it's massive.
Yeah.
It was my Alex Borgman for my butt.
Are they?
Good.
Are they limiting you on how many colonoscopies per week you can get?
Nope. I take it. Okay. Get as many as you can.
Are you on a colon count?
Nope. Get as many as you can, because I know one thing that ain't taking me up out of here is colon cancer. Yeah. Well, knock on wood. Hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying this for your butt. Yeah.
Well, imagine that. The colon of the show, Curtis, getting upset over colon talk. Huh. What's that? A little too much introspection for you?
Colons are very important, Curtis.
I agree.
Yeah, I need it. That and your prostate, fellas. Mm-hmm. They'll take you out quick.
Yep. Witty.
Curtis doesn't want any more colon talk because everybody knows he's the only asshole out on the show.
Stay in your lane.
Hillman Show. Can somebody please explain to me why you continue to give Scheim a platform to talk about football? He's a short, round, unathletic geek who spends all his time with Pokemon.
Not all my time, thank you. I watch a lot of tape.
Mach 3 coming next week.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is he headed to the Heights soon
for
his play?
I mean, I don't know what happened with that. I think Bill O'Brien said yes, yes, yes on the show, and then no, no, no.
He probably just lied to us.
No, I blame Scheim.
It is kind of cool. You guys, as BC alum, must be excited about the relationship that the school will have with the New England Patriots.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Vrabel being over there talking to the guys, pro day. I mean, that's...
Well, and Vrabel's son went there. Like, yeah. the relationship runs deep now, which I think is only a plus for BC.
And I think Vrabel, that's exactly what I was going to say, Greg, that there's a new good friend coach in town that's a little more important than the Scheim prospects. So I think Vrabel's arrival pushed Scheim out of the spring game and the team's planning.
It's going to be sad, though, on Friday over there at the Heights. When Bentley shocks the hockey world with a win over the Eagles.
Did you know Bentley had a hockey team before this?
Yes. Okay. I once attended a game with Greece, and they had a team impact. The Falcons football team was signing a team impact player, and they did the signing at a... They have a beautiful, beautiful rink, Curtis.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know
if you've seen it or not, but it is beautiful.
Lay that bet, because if they win, big money. I bet they're the big underdogs.
I'm thinking of going up there for the game, maybe.
All right.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
Isn't it in Manchester? Worcester?
No, I think it's... Isn't it Manchester, New Hampshire, I believe?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Manchester, New Hampshire. Frozen Four action Friday. Bentley Falcons shocking the world.
Yeah, Greg sure knows how to download an app. I've seen you at Dario's before. App after app. You fat ass.
How did nobody else come up with that one?
I do love apps.
Yeah. I think they're better than the meal.
I was going to say, you can argue that sometimes the apps are better than the entree.
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
I ain't going to rock with you on that one.
100%.
I mean, listen, I don't want to name drop, but I did go see your boy and got some meatballs at Aria.
What, Massimo?
Yeah, and I got meatballs at Aria.
Didn't you see Brees in there?
Yeah, I did see Brees in there.
When were you guys in there? Friday night?
Saturday night, I want to say. Brees and all his boys were hanging out. And
he said you were signing 8x10s for the kitchen.
I was. I always do.
And singing for your supper.
I mean, that's how you get the friends and family discount.
Yes.
And I got the meatballs, but then when the chicken palm came out,
So the meatballs were
good.
They were good, but chicken palm was heavenly.
Yeah, so I don't know where you come up with that one. App's better than the meal.
Mm.
So you like mozzarella sticks better than your meal?
Yeah. Well, usually sometimes I'll say I'll take the app as my meal.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Listening to Scheim talk makes me want to swan dive into a swimming pool with no water.
Oh. Jeez. That seems a little hyperbole.
That was a funny one.
You would be incorrect here, Mr. Wiggy, about Assassin's Creed starring Jake Gyllenhaal. It was, in fact, Michael Fassbender who played Magneto on the X-Men movies. Get it right, you dumbass.
What is emergency top five? You guys would know better than me. What is the best film version of a video game? Because they have turned some into films.
Most video game movies suck.
Not Resident Evil.
I said most. Right. I didn't say all.
Mm. Is that the best, Resident Evil?
The Mortal Kombat one is fun. Yeah, it's not a good movie, but it's fun.
No, the new Mortal Kombat movie that they just made probably about 2 years ago, they're coming out with the sequel, was very good. So that was a good one.
For the kids, Sonic the Hedgehog or Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wouldn't really say, well, Transformers, they have a video game, but
yeah, but that's not a video game.
Right. Yeah, I would say either Resident Evil or Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat.
Not a film, it's a series, but The Last of Us.
Yeah.
That fell off.
Great show.
No, it didn't fall off. It's just been too long. It's coming back.
I thought the end of that season one was not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
The trailer looks really good for season two.
I'm thrilled. I'm excited.
Yeah. Fallout's another good one, TV series.
Yes.
Fallout was a great game.
Going from Mike Milbury, where it's just for 20 minutes, to Mego is like being in a coma and getting smacked with smelling salts. Like, holy smoke, she's great.
High energy, which we need.
Shine. You stand your ground. Let Gregory drive his little red ladybug. And let Curtis drive his dad's car. And Christopher, shine on, you crazy diamond.
Shime is an electric vehicle guy.
EV?
Yep.
And it's a Datsun, or what is it?
No, it's Kia. Kia Niro.
It is a nice vehicle, though.
Nice vehicle.
Yeah, I love it.
Good for you.
Thank you. It's way more high-tech than my last car, which was 15 years old. That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh wow.
That was good ones.
All right. Excellent.
Electric.
Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jones and Keefe on the way, and a lot to talk about with those two, including the New England Patriots backing the Brinks truck up and writing a check for $69 million, some of it to be paid later to Stephon Diggs. The issues that continue, I guess, to swirl. The black cloud continues to swirl around the Boston Bruins and what is going on over there. And, of course, the season opener for the Boston Red Sox tomorrow.
So. No leadership over the Bruins.
Where?
Bruins? The Bruins. No leadership. And even when they had leadership with Marchand, it looked like, you know, the locker room was kind of split or whatever. It's just like, does anybody see in this team getting better and turning the corner and getting to a point where you feel good about them?
Well, I mean, I guess you're going to have to, on the leadership side of things, you're going to have to hope that Charlie McAvoy steps up and is your captain and is the guy that that can be the leader.
I guess we got to figure out what's his relationship with Swayman. Does he like Swayman?
I mean, it'll be much easier for him to be a leader if his father-in-law ends up being the next head coach, I guess.
I don't know that they're going to bring Mike Sullivan back. Curtis, I think, makes a great point where I just don't know who they're going to end up. I don't know.
We can all agree whoever they hire will have been hired 20 times before because that's the NHL.
Yeah.
It'll be named the Tortorella. But yeah, I think Mike Sullivan makes sense. Yeah. You know, but who knows? I don't profess to be a puckhead.
And I think that Charlie McAvoy can handle having his father-in-law as that coach, and obviously they have a great relationship, so his leadership could only grow there.
And Shine would love it. Maybe they could carpool.
Well, I'm not saying he can't handle it, McAvoy. I'm just saying we're talking about how other guys in that locker room looked at Swayman sideways because of some of the contract stuff. Like, there'll be guys that might look at McAvoy sideways because the coach is his father-in-law. So what conversations is Charlie having with his dad behind our backs? And, you know, like you could run into some of those issues when your coach and when the coach is the father or the father-in-law. It just has to be an uncomfortable feel for the kid.
Is the Diggs signing enough in your mind to vault the New England Patriots past the Bruins when it comes to the most likely to succeed order?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bruins are now at the very bottom, right?
The Bruins are the toilet.
Yeah, because even without the Diggs, the Patriots...
Curtis, it goes Celtics, Sox, Patriots?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Because right. I was going to say, even without the Diggs...
Where do you put Bentley?
I would put Bentley right around BC.
Okay.
Because you know what I say about hockey, Greg?
Yeah.
If we played 10, they might win 9. But tonight...
This is our time.
This is, again.
This is our time.
I mean, I couldn't tell you the name of the BC coach, so maybe Herb Brooks is coaching Bentley or Bryant or whichever one it is. I never know.
Well, you, I heard you guys talking about that on Saturday during the Saturday show.
Ken is so odd in that he knows me better than anybody, and he tries to needle me about BC hockey. Like, I don't care.
Well, maybe
I hope we win. I hope they win a million championships. But the bean pot, I stopped caring when I stopped drinking.
Maybe that's the next
head coach. The bean pot's a great night to go out and get bombed. It's a fun night. You see old friends. But who cares?
Who's the BC's head coach?
Greg Brown.
Oh, maybe that's the next Bruins guy. There you go.
No, I think it's more likely that it would be Jay Pandolfo. Like, if you're going to go local.
Well, that's a BU guy, and that's fighting words.
Oh, he's a head coach for the
BU.
All right.
Isn't Mike Sullivan also a BU guy?
He is.
They all either go to BC or BU or Northeastern.
Mike Sullivan, BC High guy.
Oh,
okay.
Did not know that.
Before we go, can I make a plea to the listeners?
Yeah.
If you have any show photos from the snow show, if you could email me at locallegendsghs @gmail.com. We haven't gotten any photos, and we're looking to add to our commercial breaks.
All right. So what's the email again?
Locallegends with an S, GHS @gmail.com.
Jeez, we didn't get to it. Did we get Ick Bracket results
we
yesterday?
We did, yeah. Adult Disney goers beat out socks on during sex.
Wow, Shime.
Yep.
Nailed it.
That's why Ken's in a mood in the Twitch chat. Right.
And I can't believe this one, but long toenails beat out keys on belt
loop.
Wow. I kind of feel like that's our audience doesn't understand what an ick is. Like, long toenails are just disgusting.
Yeah.
But keys on a belt loop is an ick.
That's an ick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to do two more today?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do 6-seed workout grunting, taking on 2-seed t-shirt and pool.
Ooh, this is a good matchup.
Yeah. And then we have a theme here with the t-shirts. 6-seed t-shirt no bottoms, the Winnie the Pooh, taking on 2-seed holding nose underwater.
That's a battle of Mr. Cox and Greg Hill.
No,
that's a battle right here.
No.
I feel like the Winnie the Pooh, though.
That's a false accusation that I held my nose when I did the
cannonball. It's not. We have video evidence.
We do have video.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I think I did that for effect.
I don't think so.
You just went from it's a fake to I did it for effect.
I did it for effect.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we got to go, sadly. We will be back tomorrow morning, though, with Will Middlebrooks and Sam Kennedy on opening day for the Boston Red Sox. I can't believe it. Spring is here. Finally.
The voice of summer.
Finally. You can hear Alex Cora this afternoon on the afternoon show at 2:30. And Jones and Kiefer next. Thank you for being here this morning.